Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hey, man.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Chilling.
So am I.
Just chill. It's so chill, right?
It's so chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day.
I'm going to bring the lights down a little bit.
You can do that?
Yeah, I got a remote control. Except not for those.
Wow.
These are these. Let me
hang
these.
Hang on.
There.
Whoa. You didn't take them down. You turned them off.
Well,
we are now in darkness.
I'm working on it.
We are in total darkness.
How about
this? This is chaos.
Hold on.
Oh.
There. We got a rheostat on the overhead lights.
Nice.
You like that?
This is cool. Oh, and it gave up.
I didn't. Quick, move your arms.
Make sure it sees you.
I think it's motion sensed.
We have a motion sensor on our mood lights?
Apparently so.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So you got to have a little movement. They're movement mood lights.
Make sure you stay moving.
Yeah.
So we have to dance.
Well, lightly, though. It's light mood light.
Oh.
Just kind of slow.
Like a gentle Tuesday, as you would flow through a gentle Tuesday.
You're dancing and pudding.
Okay. What? You're dancing and pudding?
Pudding.
Okay.
A big vat. And your arm, it kind of goes up to about mid-arm.
Wow.
So it's a little slow.
I've never thought about dancing and pudding before.
You never thought about dancing and pudding?
Not once.
Ever?
I've heard of like Jell-O.
Wrestling?
And wrestling.
Yes.
And all of those things.
As have I.
But not pudding.
Huh.
How have we not moved on to pudding dancing?
I don't know.
Pudding dancing.
I just feel bad about your upbringing. You never what? This never came up in your around the dinner table.
And you could call it pudding dancing.
Yes.
You know, you don't have
you
to
don't
put
mean,
the G on any
it's,
of it.
Both G's are silent.
Oh, my gosh.
Pudding dancing.
Pudding dancing.
A lot of D action. Pudding dancing. Not one brain cell was wasted on thinking about pudding dancing.
Pudding dancing.
Yeah.
And never in my wildest dreams. But you know what I like now?
Pudding dancing.
Pudding dancing.
Uh-huh. Just how you going to approach your Tuesday today? Like I'm dancing in pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pudding dancing.
This might be something that producer Ben needs to try out for us.
How much pudding do you think? Because he's tall.
At least a baby pool full.
Well, so is he?
It's a lot of snack packs,
is he on his
though.
Knees?
I don't know.
I want it up to at least his midriff.
You want a full pool of pudding?
I want a pool of pudding for pudding dancing.
Oh, wow.
It would take a while. It'd take a lot of packets.
It's going to take a lot of a lot of packets, a lot of milk,
yes.
A lot of stirring. But if he danced through it, you wouldn't have to worry about the
stirring.
You
are kind of the mixing. You're the wooden spoon in this scenario.
Human wooden spoon.
Yeah, for pudding dancing.
Oh.
Did you just gag
a
little bit?
I'm talking myself out of it.
Why?
I don't know.
In this entire time, it is clearly chocolate pudding.
Oh, no. I was thinking vanilla.
Get out of here. You were?
Really?
No, chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding?
Chocolate pudding dancing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then everyone's really like,
I knew
dancing.
You were going to eat it because I knew you would eat it.
Of course you would eat it.
Gross.
You're sitting in it. Watch
yeah,
that.
You're sitting in it.
You're
exactly.
Surrounded by it.
Oh.
There's pudding everywhere.
Okay. Well, we're not pudding dancing.
You had vanilla pudding for pudding dancing?
Yeah. I don't want to stain. You know, I imagine the little shorts are going to be white.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I just had them in whatever he wore to work today.
Oh.
I didn't know there was a required uniform.
Wouldn't you have a pudding dancing uniform?
That makes sense. If you just follow this to its logical conclusion, of course, you would have a uniform for pudding
dancing. None of this is logical. Everything that we're saying is nonsense. None of this makes any sense.
But
I do want to try it.
See?
Dang it. Okay. All of our best ideas.
All because I dimmed those lights and made them work so we could slowly move like pudding
move
dancing.
Move like you're dancing through pudding.
Yeah. Okay. Now back to work lights.
We get some of our best ideas at 6:00 in
we
the morning.
We do. And then they fade away at 6:00 else.
Well, write it down. Pudding dancing.
Okay.
From pudding. The morning scramble.
Pudding
dancing.
Dancing.
And just so you know, you might be part of a class action lawsuit right now.
On which side? Are they coming at after me or am I going to benefit from it?
You're going to benefit
okay,
from it.
Okay, good.
Amazon is facing a class action lawsuit for making Prime users pay an extra $2.99 to stream movies and TV shows without ads.
Oh, the new package.
The new package.
Yes.
Because the lawsuit claims this is a breach of contract because the users had already signed up to receive content with no ads at that price. And now subscribers have to pay extra to get something that they already paid for and were promised.
Give me that URL. I want to type it in right now.
I am so for it. The lawsuit is seeking $5 million and a court barring Amazon from engaging in further deceptive conduct on behalf of users who subscribed to Prime before the pricing change was instituted.
I'm in.
I'm in too. Sign us up.
Yes.
We support you.
Please.
Yes.
I will go to that. I didn't go to a lot of classes in college, but I'll go to that class.
How many movies have we watched now where an ad pops up and it's like, well, that was awkward.
It's so weird that it feels like now half of what I'm being offered on Amazon is on Freevee. And Freevee, I have to watch an ad in the middle of a scary movie.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's got a nut.
Oh,
yes, I would like some Chex Mix. Right?
Oh, I guess that sounds
like
good.
Cat food. It's weird.
Mayonnaise.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't want any money. I just want
Amazon justice.
To go, you're right. We shouldn't have charged you.
We just need justice in this one, okay?
I want Amazon to say, our bad.
Go after them, class action.
Get them, class action.
Get them.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, before we get to the thing that I helped you get to, which is weird.
Thank you.
Let's get to my thing.
Okay.
Are you noticing a higher level of traffic on your drive-in the last couple days? Or is it just me?
What am I noticing?
I mean, it feels like everybody got a new job Monday, and that job started at 5 in the morning. So
really?
I'm now driving around like, who are you? Or I'm leaving my house within a 5-minute window later than I typically do?
I have experienced...
Is it that?
That.
Okay.
If I leave like 5 minutes later than I typically leave, it is buku bonkers. Like, who are all these people?
And I don't feel like I'm leaving that much later, but
maybe,
I must be.
No, they're all leaving a little bit earlier.
Is that it?
That's it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're getting after it in the new year. A month in.
I will hit this intersection just blocks away from the radio station, and it's like, why wait for the light? There's nobody here.
Yeah.
Today, three cars in front of me and one coming cross, one perpendicular.
Who are you people?
Who are you people? What are you doing out so early? Multiple cars going under the speed camera on the S-curve, right? Just not normal.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
You're used to kind of having the mornings to yourself.
It's like the temperature's getting warmer. People might be getting up earlier.
Maybe.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mind it. It's just when you have done something for so long and it's like something's off.
Yeah.
Something doesn't feel right.
You're setting your ways.
Yeah.
The ways are off.
Yeah. Bring back my ways.
What about my way?
Stay in bed, everybody. That road's mine. I want all three lanes to moi.
Let Dance and Eric Hansen get up for you.
Yeah, you don't need to get up early.
Don't get up.
I'm doing it for you.
Thanks, Eric.
My pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure. You kind of inspired me yesterday because you came in with our one-shot weekends and you had a photo of what you did over the weekend. And it made me think about today because today is so many things. I realized today it's World Radio Day. Happy that. It's National Pancake Day.
Happy
that, indeed. It's also Mardi Gras. It's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
And today is also Galentine's Day.
So a traditional true Galentine would be a breakfast.
A breakfast thing.
Interesting.
But today, it kind of caught me off guard. But I was thinking, like, as I'm driving in and there's all these people around me, I was trying to think about how, like, Galentine's Day, I'm like, I should just, like, message all of the ladies in my life and just say thanks and I appreciate you and hey girl, I see you kind of thing.
Do that.
I'm going to, okay? So I'm saying it now so that I do it.
How about this? Say it now and be done with it.
That's what I was kind of also thinking.
Now, if they're not up, it's their problem.
Now, ladies, please understand, life is busy. So please, humbly accept this. I love you, ladies.
Looks like Cedar Rapids has a new police chief.
There's a new chief in town.
With the consent of city council today, David L. Dostal will be the city's next police chief. Dostal has served his entire career with the Cedar Rapids Police Department, starting as an officer in 1991. He's done patrol, field training, member of the special response team, bike patrol, honor guard, neighborhood association liaison.
He did bike patrol?
Bike patrol.
Dang, that sounds
supervised
rough.
Narcotics and vice in the Criminal Investigation Division. Became lieutenant in 2016, captain in 2023.
He did all that, and the thing that sticks out to me is bike patrol.
Also,
that sounds hard.
Tracked down crime wearing shorts while on two wheels.
Wow.
Speaking of, the amount of crap, quite frankly, an officer has to wear.
Uh-huh.
The few times we've had a trooper bob in here.
Yes. Just everything on your person so that you can be safe.
Now balance that on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Crazy.
In short shorts?
Excuse me, in bike shorts.
Probably. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Where's the belt sit?
Above. I don't know. Better above than below.
Above.
As I always say.
Above.
City received 17 applications for that position. So, presuming things go the way I'm pretty sure they're going to go, congratulations.
Congratulations.
David L. Dostal, the new police chief for the city of Cedar Rapids. Hey, it's Mardi Gras.
Woohoo!
French for Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Gras being grand and Mardi being Tuesday.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
That's where Fat Tuesday comes from.
Thank you.
Where's the birthplace of Mardi Gras in these here United States of America?
In the United States, I have to say, it's going to be in Louisiana. It's probably New Orleans.
One would think New Orleans, right?
Yeah, am I wrong?
You're wrong. The very first Mardi Gras, the birthplace of Mardi Gras, is Mobile, Alabama.
Did not know that.
First Mardi Gras ever recorded 1703 in Mobile by French settlers. New Orleans wasn't even founded until 1718.
Oh, way before.
But since New Orleans, St. Louis also throw some of the biggest parties, they've just kind of claimed the mantle.
Okay.
Right? But it's actually Mobile, Alabama.
Huh.
So that's one of those fun facts that you can look like a really important, smart person at work today. Just could start walking around and like, guess what?
Be that person. You want to know something that I know that you don't know?
You're going to get it wrong. Guess. Yeah, you're wrong. I told you. That's for you. A feeling all right that spans the states of Colorado, Nebraska, in New Mexico, and includes a lost dog named Patches.
Oh, Patches.
23-year-old Benjamin Baxter of Nebraska was still missing his dog Patches 4 years later. So, I take you to April of 2020. Our dear friend Benjamin Baxter has to move to Nebraska, and the first place he lives doesn't allow pets. So, he leaves Patches with a family friend, was going to get settled, and then get a new place.
And find a different place.
And get Patches.
Okay.
Somewhere in that window, Patches went missing.
Oh, no.
That's 4 years ago. Fast forward to last week. Patches found in New Mexico.
How?
Las Cruces, New Mexico, C-R-U-C-E-S, which according to Google Maps, if you were to walk it, is 239 hours away. It's about 656 miles.
No way,
from the
Patches.
Heart of Colorado.
Patches.
You've gone through mountains, forests, desert, to get to New Mexico. I read the story a couple times. I didn't see anything about chips, but somehow, some way, maybe still had the tag. I don't know. But they tracked him back to the person in Colorado, made the arrangement, got Patches back to Colorado.
4 years later?
As I'm talking, well, within the last week, they just found him.
Wow.
He'd been missing for 4 years. And at that point, Patches is gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Especially Colorado, you're like, wolves.
Uh-huh. Probably ran off to a farm.
Or, yes. Oh, he's out enjoying nature.
Uh-huh.
Yes, very
running
large.
Running with all the other dogs.
Eagle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how big Patches turned out to be. So this week, Benjamin is driving back to Colorado, pick up Patches, got a new place to live. Going to take him back. He has had Patches since Benjamin was 10.
Oh my.
And Patches was only 6 weeks old.
Oh my gosh.
But everybody's going back to where they're supposed to go.
That's so sweet.
That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Congratulations, Usher. You just finished the Super Bowl halftime show. A lot of people really enjoyed it. Now, what are you going to do? Well, you're in Vegas, so you do what everybody usually does when they go to Vegas.
We're going to the Little Chapel.
Usher got married in Vegas on Sunday night. He married his longtime girlfriend, Jennifer Giochia. Putting words in his mouth, but probably one of the greatest nights of his life.
I would think so. Well, afternoons. In Vegas, it was afternoon.
True. It's not even a night yet. He had plenty of time. His producer congratulated him on line, which is how we know. Congrats, the newlyweds in the building. They had a post performance dinner party they held at Cathedral Las Vegas wearing all white bridal looks. So
they both were, or she was?
They both were. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Private ceremony held in an undisclosed location. So congratulations, you crazy kids.
Do you think that was on his brain at all during the halftime show?
I don't know.
Would you have rather gotten married after something that big now, or before?
Oh, only if that moment went well. You know, if it was, if you had done the Super Bowl halftime show and everybody was like, it's a flop, it was terrible. I don't know if like, now I'm going to get married is the same thing. You know?
I think I would have got like, get that out of the way in the morning. And then that way it's like reception all evening. I don't know.
And is that how he got all of those friends to join him too? Like, hey, can you come do the Super Bowl halftime with me? Also, I'm getting married.
And then you need to wear the same clothes and stand up with me here.
And I'll put you down for the veal.
Hmm? Yes.
Yeah.
Mmm, veal. You all know Lil Jon likes veal.
You know he does. You know it.
Do you know what you're turning down for? Veal.
Veal. Turn down for veal.
That's it.
Nobody knows that's what he's that's turning down for.
Turn down for veal. Yeah.
Surprise. Dolly Parton is a superhuman. Dolly has given the world not only country music songs and now rock. She can do no wrong there. She also has given us things like her Imagination Library, spreading literacy to children all across this country, and the Moderna vaccine. She funded that. Dolly Parton. She's a superhuman. And of course, when it was her birthday, people wanted to celebrate her. Well, the Grand Ole Opry had a celebration and they invited Elle King to perform one of Dolly's songs. Elle King showed up and was very intoxicated.
Blotto.
Could not get through the song and even shouted out how drunk she was from the stage. It was disgraceful. She never apologized, but did feel very bad afterwards. And I hope that she reached out to Dolly personally because Dolly wants everybody to know it's okay.
That's like sometimes when your parents were cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I've seen it all. Why don't you just go to bed?
Yeah.
Right. Eric just had a little too much to drink.
Do you want to talk about it? Nope, I don't.
Which sometimes is worse. But.
And I don't know what she was going through, but we're not going to talk
about it. Yeah, Dolly. Also, what's Elle King going through?
What was Elle King going through? We're not going to talk about it, okay? It's none of our business.
Okay.
So, no, Miss Dolly said, don't worry about it.
Okay, Miss Dolly.
Okay. We have noted that actor Owen Wilson kind of owns one word when it comes to Hollywood film. And that word is wow. It's hard to think of one Owen Wilson movie where he doesn't say it at least once. And I challenge you to do that because somebody went through and they checked.
All of them?
They checked. MovieWeb went through and they found that Owen Wilson has done 47 movies in his career. He's made about $218 million from making all those movies. He averages around 3,500 words per film. Every word that came out of his mouth accounted for it. If you break that down, budgeting things, $1,324 a word. That's a good gig, right?
That's a great gig.
Now, wow, according to their research, accounts for 102 words. He has said wow 102 times in his film career.
Do we have one in every movie?
Nearly every movie.
But not quite.
Not quite. There's like one or two where he hasn't. But that means that by saying the word, wow, 102 times, he makes $135,000 just by saying, wow.
So that's like $700,000 right there.
Wow. Really makes you think, huh? That's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
Morning Scramble Readers Theater presents The Brokenhearted Dialogues. Today's story, submitted by listener Terry. Double cheating twins, where she loved and lost both men to their ex-wife.
I started dating Ricky, and I thought we had a great relationship. I stayed at his house all the time. I even had my own drawer for clothes at his place.
I love having you at my place. You smell so good.
I would always spray my perfume on his pillow so that he could smell me when I wasn't staying there.
Hey, you, could you stop spraying your perfume? It's not because I'm cheating on you with my ex-wife. It's because I'm allergies or something.
I should have known something was up, but I didn't know it was over until I found him and his ex-wife in bed together in my pajamas.
Ah, my bad. I thought those were my jammies.
Years later, I decided to date his twin brother.
I sound exactly like my brother. Am I right? Babe, I'm so glad we're dating, but just a heads up. My ex-wife is also my twin brother's ex-wife. Yes, the exact same woman. And my brother just dumped her, so I'm going to let her move in with me. You're cool with that, right?
Enough! You can have her. I'm done.
Terry has chosen to stay single to protect her heart. Can she find love outside of these cheating twin brothers? You've been listening to Double Cheating Twins from listener Terry as part of our Broken Hearted Dialogue series on the Morning Scramble Readers Theater. Until next time, my friends.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
B102.9.
I know that this is technically fake spring, but can I take advantage and just do a little bit of spring cleaning? My desk is so cluttered. My file cabinet is bursting with all of this useless knowledge.
I think it's called spring cleaning any time of year.
Okay, good.
Right? Spring clean away.
Fake spring clean.
But we are specifically cleaning the piles and piles of useless knowledge.
I have so much stuff. Can you just give the wheel a spin?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. That was an incredible spin.
Had a little extra protein this morning.
Did you,
so
was it like in the wrist or something?
That's wow. The key. Shh. That's the secret.
Don't tell anybody
else. Most people
else.
Think it's elbow. It's all on the wrist. It's 100% in the wrist. Seven.
The song Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Cyndi Lauper.
Love yep. It. Yep. Written by a dude.
Get out of here.
Guy named Robert Hazard wrote it. And
Bob Hazard?
It. Bob Hazard recorded it in 1979, but it became a hit when Cyndi got her hands on it.
Well, it makes more sense
it
that way, doesn't
way
it?
It makes way more sense
you
when
wanted
Cyndi
a lot
sang
of
it.
Jewelry and fun hair.
Yes.
Yeah, Bob Hazard.
Bob, it wasn't going to work for you.
Good try, buddy. Three.
Okay, three. Oh, well, interesting. Did you know that our very own Captain Crunch
mm-hmm.
did not actually become a captain until 2023?
Get out of here.
I'm not even kidding. People were looking at the cartoon Captain Crunch.
Like the insignias and stuff?
Yes. And like the little gold that he has on his sleeve. He
yeah.
has these stripes. He actually was a commander. He only had three stripes on his cuff.
Commander Crunch?
He was technically Commander Crunch for all of those years, and not until recently when people were like, hey, if he's a cap'n, he should probably be a captain.
So I have so, four, is it four?
Four. Four gold stripes on his jacket.
Shouldn't he stand trial for impersonating an officer? Like Tom Cruise, A Few Good Men style?
Yes.
What do you want? A good breakfast? No, I want the truth.
The truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's what I want to see. But instead of Jack Nicholson, I want Captain Crunch on trial.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Commander Crunch.
Commander Crunch on trial.
What other lies have you told us? I landed on six.
Oh, this seems appropriate for this past weekend. Sodium citrate is a chemical in nacho cheese that makes it smooth. Maybe you enjoyed some.
When you said this past weekend, up until saying cheese, I thought you were going to talk about road salt. Go on. I'm sorry.
Eric has different weekends than the rest of us.
I do. The chemical is what?
Sodium citrate is a chemical that makes nacho cheese smooth.
Okay.
It is made out of four elements. Sodium.
Yeah.
Carbon.
Okay.
Hydrogen. And oxygen.
So water and salt
mm-hmm.
and carbon.
But if you look at sodium, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, and if you use their chemical symbols, it spells out nacho. Is that great?
No, let's do this. N-A for salt.
N-A for salt.
C for carbon.
H for hydrogen.
And O for oxygen.
O for oxygen.
It spells nacho?
Nacho.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, we got it. Ooh, another one.
Even after that, we get
yes.
a bonus?
One more.
Oh, my goodness. So the world, there's always got to be a first.
Mm-hmm.
The world's first breast implants were actually given to a dog named Esmeralda in Texas in 1962. Of course, it was a test just to see if, like, does this work?
So, like, they did test on animals then?
They did at that time. Now, it's not okay now, but it was okay then. And the test went well. So that's why, because of a dog named Esmeralda, that they started giving them to people.
Do we know what size cup?
I don't know.
Esmeralda cat?
I had the exact same question, though. And shame on us both.
No! Science! Science wants to know.
Do I really want to look up pictures of Esmeralda? Yes, I do.
I do. On my work computer? No!
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Morning Scramble Readers Theater presents The Brokenhearted Dialogues. Today's story, submitted by listener Nikki. If you think COVID was bad, try online dating, where a COVID-forced separation in 2020 has only gotten harder while she tries to play the field.
I blame you, COVID. Look what you did.
Who, me? What did I do?
20 years together with my husband. 20 years. Poof. Gone. And now here I am, not only separated thanks to you, but since I work in the healthcare field.
Hold it a minute there, Toots. Don't peg that on me. Yes, you work in the healthcare field. And yes, since the debut of Little Old Me, you stayed away from some people. But that's on you. You need to get back in the game there, sister. Get online, play the field, cast your line, start chomping like a hungry, hungry hippo. Get into some heaven breathing, panting, if you will, so you can spread me around. I mean, so you could find love again.
COVID, you're so silly. Find love online? Are you kidding? Online dating? OMG. What a joke.
Look, Toots. I'm just saying, as a complex respiratory virus that requires a connected population and mutates by the minute, I am also deep at heart a romantic. You have to constantly adapt, and it takes two to tango. Okay?
Will Nikki find true love through online dating? Will COVID continue providing dating advice? You've been listening to If You Think COVID Was Bad, Try Online Dating, from listener Nikki, as part of our Brokenhearted Dialogue series on the Morning Scramble Readers Theater. Until next time, my friends.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.